home of the widest variety of music from the 60s to now. Cherry Radio with Ella.
Hey, it's Ella, and you know what time it is. Welcome to Weekends with Ella. And guess what? I'm finally back. After a few weeks of loud cars and lots of walking, I'm back to share all the crazy stories. This week, we're talking one of my fave animes, the Oscar Awards, and more, with the OzGP recap up next. But first, Think About Us by Sony Federa here on Cherry Radio. That was Eternity by Alex Warren here on your widest variety of music, Cherry Radio. Going to my first ever F1 GP felt like a fever dream and is something I will never forget. On Thursday, we went to Albert Park to check out all the pop-ups around the track, which was so fun, but the lines were massive. This was also the first day we got to see our seats in the one and the only Piastri grandstand, right on the pit straight. Unreal. On Saturday was practice and qualifying, and hearing the cars go round and round each time got better and better. Max spun out on the track, Oscar was fastest in practice 3, and it was looking like Mercedes was dominating with Isaac Hadjar in P3. And of course, my papaya boys were P5 and P6 for the race on Sunday. And just like that, it was Sunday. I felt like it went way too fast. Everything sort of hit me at once, especially when I saw all the drivers so close but so far away in front of me during the group photos and drivers' parade. A few fave memories of mine was when Lando's car broke down during the driver's parade and he jumped into Oscar's. Ah, my Landoscar heart. And then when Oscar stood in front of his grandstand, where I was, and we were all cheering for him. But unfortunately, the Aussie curse is real, because on the lap on the way to the grid, Oscar crashed into a barrier. I remember we were all standing outside getting our food and everyone let out a big gasp. It was truly heartbreaking. As for the race, we were all on the edge of our seats with the battle for first between Charles and George, but also when cars would just stop working left, right and centre. But something that made me quite emotional was seeing Lando go past us. I just kept looking at him. And I swear, on the first lap, he turned around and looked at us. George came first, Kimi second, and Charles third. And seeing the podium and the champagne popping in person was unforgettable. I now have post-race depression. Up next, who won at the Oscars? Here on Cherry Radio. I feel like right now, it's just one award show after another. But I'm not complaining. This week was the 98th Oscar Awards, honouring movies released last year. Here are some of the awards. Best Picture was won by one battle after another. Actor in a leading role went to Michael B. Jordan in Sinners. Actor in a supporting role went to Sean Penn in One Battle After Another. Actress in a lead role went to Jessie Buckley in Hamnet. And actress in a supporting role went to Amy Madigan in Weapons. K-pop Demon Hunters won an animated feature film, and my favourite movie of last year, F1 the Movie, no surprise there, won sound. That's just a glimpse of some of the awards, but congrats to everyone who were nominated for an award, and I'm so excited to see what movies get nominated next year. Up next, what would you do for a girlfriend? Here on Cherry Radio.
We play the widest variety.
Imagine falling for a girl and waking up the next day not fully human. Well, that's how one of my favourite animes, Tokyo Ghoul, starts off. In this dark, gritty show, uni student Ken Kaneke, who was once fully human but now is half human, half ghoul, must survive in a world where he is both predator and prey. Now, Ella, why do you like this show so much, you might ask? Well, it's because underneath all the horror is a deep emotional story about losing who you once were and figuring out who you are now. And my fave band Chase Atlantic wrote a song called Consume, inspired by the show and the characters, with the few first lyrics of the song, the chilling words before disaster hits. You can watch Tokyo Ghoul on Crunchyroll and Apple TV, and you can also read the manga set. Moral of the story, don't do anything crazy to impress anyone, especially on a first date. Next, we have Ella's Aussie Artist of the Week, here on Cherry Radio. Sun is going down. This week's Aussie artists are Aussie pop royalty who don't need no introduction. And no matter how old you are or what stage of life you're in right now, there will always be space for the twins that gave us the soundtrack of our lives. The Veronicas gave us heartbreak, eyeliner, attitude and punk, with the types of songs you scream in your car or in your bedroom at 3 a.m. headlining your own world tour. Emotional bangers to pure pop chaos, the Veronicas sure know how to start a party. And I can guarantee that as soon as one of their iconic hits starts playing, everyone will start sing-screaming their lungs out, any place, any time. Earlier this year, the girls played their first ever sold-out arena show after 21 years in the music industry. Oh, how I would have loved to be in that mosh pit. You can listen to the Veronicas on Spotify and Apple Music. But first, I want everyone to please rise for our national anthem, Untouched. Well, that's it from me. Thanks so much for spending the last hour with me. It's been so much fun having a bit of a chit-chat with you all. Gavin is in the hot seat next, so the fun isn't over yet. I hope you all have a great Saturday night. Don't party too hard. I'll be staying up late to watch the BTS comeback concert on Netflix. But I'll see you same time, same place, here on Weekends with Ella on Cherry Radio. Arirang, here I come.
At Cherry Radio, we don't just play...